It's almost here. Opening day for the Washington Nationals is set for Monday at Nats Park as they take on the Marlins. The Nats are coming off a 2016 season where they captured the National League Eastern Division title but suffered a disappointing playoff loss to the Dodgers. The Nats enter this season with another strong roster, but that optimism is mixed in with the weight of some high expectations. And joining us to preview the season, WTOP Digital Sports Editor Noah Frank. Great to have you here, Noah.
Thanks for having me.
In your view, is this a World Series or bust season?
You know, it's funny. We've been using that term since 2013. Davey Johnson introduced us to that term after the Nats' first good season in 2012, when they kind of came out of nowhere and won 98 games. And since that point, they've been a team that has the pieces to be a contender. I hate to put that label of World Series or bust, especially because the National League is so top-heavy right now. There's really only five or six teams that could go to the playoffs for the five spot. You have these contenders, and you have everybody else. And of those contenders, you want to face the Mets rotation if it's healthy in a playoff series. You want to face the Dodgers again in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. You want to face the Cubs coming off a championship with what they did last year. I mean, all these teams are really tough. They're as well positioned as they could hope to be. They've got a great rotation. They've patched up some of their weaknesses from last year. Are they a highly likely playoff contender? Yes. Does that always equate to a championship? As we know in this city, no.
All right, well, let's get into it a little bit. Some believe the Nats didn't have the best offseason, but they did make some interesting moves to replace the departures of Danny Espinosa at shortstop and Wilson Ramos at catcher. Talk about that a little bit.
I think it did pretty well for themselves, certainly at the major league level. The ability to get a guy like Adam Eaton, who we'll see how he plays in center field. His defensive metrics didn't rate as well when he played in center field as when he played in right. He was sort of an above-average right fielder and a touch-below-average center fielder. But it's not like they've had great center field defense for years and years. They've sort of been getting by. So, and he certainly brings another bat, some speed to the top of the lineup, a guy who gets on base. And have Matt Wieters fall into their lap at the end of the offseason was really fortunate. He had Tommy John surgery in 2014. There was some worry about, you know, is he still going to be able to throw out runners? Throw out 35%. It's above average. Pretty good from behind the plate. He's a guy who can hit 20 home runs. So they might be a little bit better than they were last year offensively, and certainly with Bryce Harper coming back, hopefully fully healthy this year, that could certainly help the offense.
Well, a lot of folks are asking that question, which Bryce Harper will we see this year?
Well, you know, last year, about midway through, he was bailing on every left-handed pitcher. You could see him stepping out of the box. You could see he wasn't confident. That front shoulder wasn't staying closed. Just his form was just a disaster, which we'd seen a little early in his career, but we'd seen him kind of grow and adjust. And in his MVP season, he was so bad against lefties last year that I remember saying he has to be hurt. He has to be guarding against something. And they claimed that he wasn't. And then, of course, the offseason comes out. Yeah, he was battling injuries all year. Mm-hmm. So if he's healthy, if he plays 150 games, I think he wins the MVP again. I think he's the best player in the National League if he can stay healthy and stay on the field and be at his best. And if he's that, even if you have a drop-off from Daniel Murphy, which you should expect since he had such a career year last year, that should more than make up for it in terms of offensive production.
So you've got Trey Turner moving from center field to shortstop at the top of the order along with Adam Eaton. We talked about Harper. 1-8, is this the best lineup in the National League?
I'm reticent to say yes because I feel like it's got too many question marks to just say yes. If Jason Wirth is 2013 Jason Wirth, if Ryan Zimmerman returns to form, both those guys have had a couple of down years. Mm-hmm. They are guys who've been all-stars and been all-star caliber players. There's a little question marks at sort of these premium power positions, right? Left field and first base, you expect to get 25 home runs and a lot of offensive production out of these spots. I think that they're very solid up and down the lineup. I'm not as sold that Trey Turner is this breakout MVP candidate this year. Players tend to have the league adjust to them after an initial wave of success. I give him another year, maybe. I don't expect him to hit 320 and steal 70 bases this year. You know, I think the expectations are a little high, but they certainly have the best lineup in the division, and they are well positioned going in, you know, to opening day.
All right, let's turn to the starting pitching. The Nats gave up a lot of pitching depth in the trade for Adam Eaton, but the 1-2-3 combo of Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, Tanner Roark, that's still top of the line. How do you see the starting pitching this year?
Really, 1-5. I mean, their 1-5 is as good as anybody's 1-5. The Mets, if they keep those five young, you know, pitchers healthy, are very good. But when you're talking about being able to throw out Gio as your fourth or fifth starter, I mean, people love to rag on Gio because he loses control sometimes and he isn't as composed as some of these other guys on the mound sometimes. But I mean, the guy's one of the more consistent pitchers in the National League. It really would be a two or three on pretty much any other team's staff. I think one through five, they're as good as anybody. You do worry because Max Scherzer had the knuckle injury. Steven Strasburg had another elbow tweak last year. What happens if one of these guys or more than one of these guys misses any real time? You don't have Giolito, who you traded. You don't have Ronaldo Lopez, who you traded. Now maybe a rookie like Eric Fetty, who looked good in spring training, but it's spring training, you right. know? Who has to make up and make some of these starts? Do they end up giving 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 starts to some guys who are kind of untested? Staying healthy it's not really a thing you can control, but it is such a big part of baseball over the 162-game season.
Bottom line, your prediction for 2017 for the Nats?
You know, I think they win the division again. It'd be the first time that they'd won it 2 years in a row. They keep going every other year here. The Mets are better than people are giving them credit for, and if the Mets stay healthy, this will be a battle. I mean, this could be the best division battle in baseball, two teams winning 95 games. The problem with the Mets is they don't stay healthy. And they've had so many arm injuries with these guys. Even David Wright and some of their position players have been so banged up the last few years. I think that the Nats win the division. I think the Mets probably win the wild card. And it should be another great division race down into September. You want that. You know, you want the other teams pushing you. You don't want a bunch of pushovers in your division. And then you get to the playoffs and you have to face the real teams every day. Mm-hmm. So, I think they win the division. It's funny to see the range of predictions past that. Everybody pretty much on our staff here expects them to win the division. And from there, it's anybody's guess as to what happens.
All right. WTOP Digital Sports Editor Noah Frank.